So our Lord speaks of wars and insurrections, that nations will rise against nations, and that there will be powerful earthquakes and famines and plagues. But nowhere does he mention a wind surge, because even he knows that's a bad name for a baseball team. But seriously, our gospel tonight has all of these vivid signs and symbols. And there's much that could be said about each one. But the main focus should be the very last line. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. And the perseverance is the relationship with Jesus. Because throughout the history of the church, it has seen a nation go to war against another nation. It has seen other kingdoms fight other kingdoms. It has known of famines and plagues throughout the course of time. And yet its one message has always remained the same: to keep our eyes focused on Christ, who has his eyes focused on you, always gazing upon you, always pouring out his love. And the perseverance is simply to be continuing looking at Jesus, who is looking at us. But it's so tempting when these different events happen to begin to move our eyes away from Jesus, to allow fear to set in and the worry of what's going to happen next. And that's the movement of the devil, of Satan, trying to take us away from that loving gaze, having us focus on these things that are bound to happen. And in our faithfulness, we're bound to face persecution. We're bound to face these temptations to pull us away from Jesus, because that's exactly what Satan wants. He doesn't want us to persevere. He doesn't want us to notice God's loving gaze upon you, upon me. What Jesus is saying, though, to us, you know, all these things are going to happen at one point or another. But keep looking at me. Continue to persevere and notice that I'm right beside you. I have told you that I will send my Spirit. He says, I myself shall give you a wisdom. That is, he'll pour out his Holy Spirit upon you, upon me, to help us in those moments of difficulties. To help us to remain faithful to Jesus. To continue to persevere in the way. That is why in the first reading, he says to us, you who fear my name, there will arise the Son of Justice with his healing rays. Because as you gaze upon me, I have been continuing to gaze upon you, and I have been close to you. Not just when we've been faithful, but the amazing part is that he's right beside us even when we're unfaithful. I think of Peter, when at the time of the persecution of Jesus, there were those who came walking up to him and said, you belong to that man. And he wasn't one to say, oh yes, I do. He said the exact opposite: I do not know him. And yet Jesus, after the resurrection, comes to Peter and says, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. What he's doing is handing over his faults, handing over his sinfulness, because Jesus is close with his healing rays. That even in our imperfections, Christ never abandons us, but rather reminds us, I am close to you. Come to me to be forgiven in the sacrament of confession. Know that my gaze is upon you, calling you back into my loving embrace. Because it's there in my arms that I will protect you, I will strengthen you. And that is where we seek to remain. That's where we want to persevere, to be close to Jesus as He is close to us. Here in Mass, our visits to the Adoration Chapel, our daily prayer, seeking to remain close to the Lord, especially through the help of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that we ask her to help us to stay in the arms of Jesus, to be faithful to Him, and when we fall away, to run into His merciful arms so that we may stay close to Him. And as we approach then our Lord in this Eucharist, may we ask for the grace to persevere in receiving His loving gaze, in receiving His grace to help us to remain faithful to Him who will raise us up and be with Him forever in heaven. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.